This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent,
Paul's youngest son.
We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So for those of you who have been listening, I've been talking a lot about fungus, right? There's a lot of fungus going on out there, especially with all the rain we've been having. I wanted to bring it back to what I started to talk about this morning, which was red thread, right? So, red thread is a disease that hits the lawn. It's a fungus. What it is it's pinkish-red threads that form around leaf blades, and they'll kind of bind them together, right? It's most visible when the lawn is wet. You might even see some red spores on your shoes or the mower, okay? And eventually those areas will turn brown without, you know, treating, etc. So they say that regularly fertilizing with a heavy or nitrogen number helps prevent it, but there's not much you can do when all it is doing is rain. So that's where, at this point, there's not much you can do for it coming, even if you fertilize with the heavier nitrogen numbers earlier in the season. What you're going to do, how to manage it, right? So you're not having it as often. So say you have it this year and you have it, or you had it last year and now you have it this year. How can we move forward with it? So I found some really good information. Again, the website I found it on is malorganite.com. Malorganite's a great, organic fertilizer. It's a nitrogen fertilizer, to be used on there. So what they're saying is regular aeration and dethatching are the best care practices to help prevent it. So at this point, we kind of have it already. So, that's one thing to do. Mow at the proper height for your grass species, and that all depends on the style of grass that you have, etc. So that's, one thing to be looking at. And what I'd also like to do, see you do, is you reduce the amount of shade on the lawn as you're able to, is what they also recommend. So in areas where it's a little bit more sunny, helps it dry out a little bit more, allows the moisture to kind of dissipate, so it's not just sitting on the lawn, right? So that's just part of it. The other aspect to do would be to mow the unaffected areas first, right? So if you know just like the center of the lawn has this issue, just mow the unaffected areas first, then go to the diseased areas. From there, these are some of the important things that I think you really need to be looking at. is collect and dispose of the grass clippings, right? And get them into the garbage that that you're seeing the red thread. Don't put them in like a compost pile, etc. All right. The other thing, look at the cleaning the mower and the blades underneath, right? So if you have red thread in there, the mower cuts it, it's wet, it sits in the mower underneath. So a heavy cleaning after the fact, after you have, taken this area and cleaned it, clean the blades, clean the mower, and it's not just, you know, getting the grass off of it and kind of picking it off. It's rinsing it and then drying it afterwards, right? So that's the caveat to this is you have to clean it after the fact. It's not just all right, this is good, we're all set by doing that. You need to clean it as well. So that's just some things to do. Some other preventative things to do in the future, but is, you know, when you water, obviously you can't control the way the rain is coming. But when you do water, water deeply, and early in the day, not late in the day. Early in the day, what it allows the ground to do, in the blades is to dry off during the day so they don't stay wet, overnight. It doesn't create the dew on the lawn. It doesn't do those things for you, right? So that helps. I did touch base on there. The fertilization is huge on this. That is one of the key points in all of this because it is what will help prevent some of this is just taking care of the nitrogen in the soil. Maintaining those levels where they're proper, it helps the lawn be healthier. But then from there, it allows it to get stronger and help almost prevent these things. I don't think it'll ever prevent it when you have as much rain as we've had. But this is just some of those things to be thinking about. One other thing, so I talked about, washing the mower, washing all those things. The other thing is take a look at your shoes, anything that you're wearing, kind of get those washed off as well. Because if you're walking through the red thread, you can move it as well. So that's why we say, cut the unaffected areas first, then just do the affected area, and then basically clean up. Clean up the mower, clean up your shoes, etc., so that we're not moving it around the yard and spreading it. That's one of the easiest ways to do it. So this is when it comes to red thread in the lawns. If you're not sure what it is, just Google red thread. You'll see it. It's pretty pinkish red throughout the blades of grass, and you'll see it. You'll understand what I'm talking about. One of the ways to simply do it is to have that nitrogen-based fertilizers throughout the season and continue throughout the year. But when you do have it, infuse is the product to use to be spraying. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we still got plenty of time for you guys to give us a call. I know it's this morning I was up even earlier than normal today. I was hearing some of that thunder. I'm sure some of you have heard it in the area. But I heard some thunder this morning. It just kept rolling on, and it didn't sound like it didn't want to stop for a while. So we'll see. It's looking like later on today the rain's gonna stop. We might have a break from it for a bit. It's. I'd rather have the rain overnight and into the morning, and then have the day to enjoy. And so will your lawn, your garden, etc. Because it has the full day to dry out, and the water's not going to sit on there. Especially if it ends early, that means the drying out can happen before really the heat of the day. So I've talked about, you know, fungus for the lawn. You might start to see some powdery mildew on a lot of your plants out there, your vegetables, your squashes, even your tomatoes, etc. Let's look at thinning out some of the leaves, some of your squashes. If you're starting to see white on the leaves, clean those out, get rid of them. Don't put them in the compost, just toss them, get them into the garbage. Don't want to put them in anything to try and keep going in the lawn, right? So I'd be looking to do that today, cleaning up your tomatoes, your peppers, eggplants, those types of things, thinning them out at the bottom. Anything that's like a stalk like that, you, like I said, your peppers, your eggplant, tomatoes, thinning out the bottom, allowing some airflow to go through, getting rid of some of those yellow leaves, any of the leaves that kind of go on to each other or cross branches on the lower parts, that's just going to hold the moisture in there and create more issues long term for you. So let's do some preventative at this point if you haven't had the issue from all this rain. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We'll get back more of your question and answer. Is there anything we can help you out? We'll be back soon.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires. It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And looks like some of the rain is starting to move away. Probably another mix of it, a couple hours here. But the heavier parts of it are kind of gone for this morning. Overnight we had some of that heavy rain, but it looks like the rest of the day might be decent. We'll see, right? I don't know. Every time I look at the forecast, you do like an hourly or a 14-day, whatever it is, it's like 40% chance of rain, 60% chance of rain. No matter what time of day it is. So we'll see if that slows down. It's one of the wettest Julys, I think, on record. So, not a bad thing for our lawns, gardens, etc. But I'd like to have a little bit of a summer here, right? Who want to be able to enjoy some of these times. We haven't, I know a lot of people are starting to finally get out and take vacations and enjoy themselves, a little bit of, freedom, if you will. This amount of rain, I don't think it's stopping anybody, right? We're still going out there and doing things, but be nice just to have a couple days without it. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens, but Rain. There's some songs I'll have my kids singing, the rain go away, but we'll see what happens. For everybody out there who has some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I've got plenty of time to be answering any of your gardening questions, so definitely give us a call. Now, with all this rain that has been happening, this is going on, you're going to notice an uptick in mosquitoes, right? You're going to start seeing different things. You're going to start hearing, you know, the words West Nile, Zika, Tripoli, those types of things. That's what you're going to start to hear. And it's so true because the amount of water, the amount of rain that we've been having, water is sitting in areas, creating the perfect environment for mosquitoes to develop. So standing water, any water that just is, you know, natural, you know, you could see rain barrels. You could see in, and mine's drawing a blank here of what I'm trying to say, but, you know, you can see them in gutters. You can see them all over the place. These areas need to be taken care of. There's a product out there from Summit Responsible Solutions, which we've talked about. It's mosquito bits or the mosquito dunks, right? They will take care of those mosquitoes before they fully develop. And they are safe for the environment, pets, everything. You can even put them in, like, if you have, like, a little stream near the house or pond, etc. You can put them in there, and it's not going to affect the wildlife. Rain barrels, again, is one of those ones where you want to look at and get in there. We've had so much rain that, you know, you're probably using, you're not using as much of that water from the rain barrel. So water's just sitting there unaffected. So putting these dunks or bits in there is going to help it because stagnant water, sitting water, is where mosquitoes will develop the quickest. So we want to be protecting ourselves and everyone else. The other thing to be looking at is using some spray, some sort of spray when we get a little bit of dry weather here. Because you look at it, our lawns are a little bit wet. Mosquitoes are going to come through there, so let's spray it. Natural Alternative has a great spray there. It's an organic spray to spray the lawn and the areas around it. Don't just hit the lawn with these. Hit the areas where water might sit a little bit more, like around rock walls or right inside the outside of the property line where the woods start. Get those areas as well because they're a little bit more shaded, a little bit more secluded, and the sun's not going to dry them out as quickly. So we want to spray those areas to help protect us from those insect-borne diseases. If you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Okay, great. Be back.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The game between the San Diego Padres and Washington was suspended in the sixth inning Saturday night after a shooting outside Nationals Park that caused echoes of gunfire inside the stadium and prompted fans to scramble for safety in the dugout.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we ask you to remain in the stadium.
The shooting, an exchange of gunfire between people in two cars, left three people injured, according to the Metropolitan Police Department's Executive Assistant Police Chief.
New Jersey senators held a hearing last week to explore whether the science supports forcing children to wear face masks in schools amid growing concerns regarding the efficacy and negative effects of the masks. Scientists testified about the effectiveness of masks in preventing the spread of COVID-19 virus. This is USA Radio News. Rescue workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water Saturday as the death toll from the disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160 and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities devastated in minutes. CNN Paris correspondent Melissa Bell.
And yet, by the time the waters came, no one was prepared. From Germany to Belgium, the pictures caught by terrified locals give a sense of how fast and furiously the waters rose on Thursday, sweeping away everything in their path. By Friday morning, the scale of the devastation was becoming clear.
President Joe Biden is nominating former New Mexico Senator Tom Udall to serve as his ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa. Udall, a Democrat, retired in 2021 after two terms in the Senate representing New Mexico. He spent five terms in the House and served as New Mexico's Attorney General. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I wanted to bring up something that, you know, it's been getting a lot of information out there for the past couple of days. In regards to the birds out there, we get a lot of questions saying, you know, I'm not seeing birds, I'm not know what's going on. Well, it hasn't really hit Massachusetts and New England as much as it has in other areas, the Mid-Atlantic states, the Midwest states. But there is a mysterious disease right now killing some birds, and not sure if you've, you know, seen it, but some of the outlets, the Audubon societies, etc., are actually saying don't feed the birds right now because there are so many issues. Pull your feeders down. But if you're like me, I'm noticing there's not as many of the birds around as it is. I mean, it's you see it, but some things have been going on, right? This mysterious disease that's starting to pop up is there are reports of these sick or dead birds in the area. And what's going on is the they want you to report to the Audubon Society, to your wildlife officials, if you're starting to see these songbirds with crusty or swollen eyes, stumbling or twitching, or even if you're starting to see sick or dead birds in the area. You know, they've, in those mid-Atlantic states, Midwest, they've tested for all the different influenzas, the West Nile virus, and they're usually just kind of negative coming up at this point. So they're kind of really stumped with what's going on. We're starting to see it infect a bunch of different birds out there. you're seeing like robins, blue jays that are starting to get affected by this. There's a number of others, like the common grackles, the European starlings as well. So really keep an eye out for it. They're even saying, you know, when there are lots of birds congregating in a bird feeder or a bird bath, that's where they might be transmitting the diseases from bird to bird. The good thing, you know, if there is a good thing out of this, is saying no human health or domestic livestock issues have been reported. So it's not, you know, like it was in the past, the bird flu. We're not looking at something along those lines, but we're just not seeing the birds, right? So it's just, it kind of makes you just question some things and say, what's going on? You know, so keep an eye out on it. The website, at least for Massachusetts, is the email that they want you to report any of these issues to is mass.wildlife@mass.gov. They want to know what you're seeing because they want to be able to help fix this issue, because right now it's another mysterious disease in the bird world, and as it's quoted here, it's the last thing we need in this world right now is another mysterious disease. So I know in the past a number of you have called and had questions about they're not seeing birds as much. You know, there's the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Ohio, and Indiana all have reports out with this bird disease. There's also Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, all those areas. Again, it's when birds have their eyes are swollen, crusty discharge, and you're only really kind of seeing this when they've perished. So if you're seeing that in your yard, do contact the Audubon Society. They're going to want to try and help test it to help see what we can do to prevent this going forward. So I wanted to bring it up because I think it is important, protecting our wildlife around us, obviously. But they're part of the ecosystem. They're part of moving some of our plants. They're part of taking some of those seeds and moving them elsewhere, redistributing it, right? You know, we talk all ways to prevent the birds from getting onto our fruits, like our blueberries, etc. You know, the bird netting, etc. But, you know, without them, there's going to be issues long term. So that's why we want to look at them, other than the fact that they're awesome to watch. Bird watching is one of the top things out there. But, you know, seeing the colorful birds out there. I love seeing blue jays. One of those things where my father used to talk about blue jays, where his mother, my grandmother, had always said she wanted to come back as a blue jay. She loved the way they look. And when I see blue jays, I not only think of her, I think of my father as well. And so I'm not seeing them as much, right? So you kind of say, all right, what can we, you know, what can we do to help them? So that's why I was wanted to bring it up, so everybody can kind of look at it and say, okay, something's going on. Let's try to figure it out. But it is mysterious at this point. They're still looking into it. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about a little over 2 hours left in the show to answer as many questions as you have. You know, right now, a lot of you are on vacation. I get it. Trying to get out there and enjoy while you can. Trying to have that fun in the sun, but we're getting that fun in the rain. But it's definitely going to be, I think things will turn around by the end of this month, and it's a good thing. We want the water to be absorbing into the ground. What's happened the past year or two is the drought and the dryness of the soil has hit so low into the soil that the water is just running right through. It's not sticking around. We're not being able to build it up as much. Notice last year, the ground was so dry, it went down feet. Not, you know, inches, but it went down feet before you were really hitting any soil that was moist or sitting there. When the water pulls everything down further. It pulls nutrients with it, right? Nutrients just go through, straight through. There's nothing to slow it down. So with this rain, with the moisture being in the soil, it's going to allow those nutrients to be sitting a little bit easier for you and getting that way. And I think looking at it in the for the long term here, when we feed, it's going to be more effective going forward. That's why earlier we were talking about some funguses on tomatoes and cucumbers. And I was saying clean them up, get them so that they're thinned out a little bit, and then fertilize them again with a liquid fertilizer, because some of those fertilizers that we've used earlier in the season have kind of already leached out with all this rain. It's just pushed it down deeper into the soil. Now, with our vegetables, our plants aren't down, 3-4 feet root system wise. They're only down 12 to 18 inches at first. We want them to get deeper, right? And that's with this moisture, then fertilizing is really going to help it. So really look into doing some of those things if you can to help out with your plants. Same thing with the lawn going on. We're not far from a summer application if you haven't done it already, or waiting a little bit of time till about the middle to end of August to get that next one in. So definitely reapplying some fertilizers is definitely helpful. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How are you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Have you got the oars out yet?
Almost.
I'm sitting here in South Portland just listening to the rain just pouring down, and I'm waiting for my neighbor's alarm to go off saying his basement's flooded again, because it happened last storm we had. But that's neither why the reason why I called. A couple things that's been happening is I'm looking at my raspberry and blueberry plants, and they have shoots 3 to 5 feet high coming out of the plant. That's one thing, and I'd like to know, should I be clipping those shoots? The other interesting thing is I know it's your dad used to say to clip the tomato plants the 1st of August. Do you still think that's a good thing to do? And what would, I know the other thing that the other half wanted. She's using a Mr. Stacky to grow her strawberries. And we get Boku strawberries, Boku flowers, but things don't taste good and they just don't develop into the advertisement for the strawberries that we were hoping for.
All right, so let's start with the strawberries. Are you fertilizing with like a liquid feed as well, or?
Yeah, I have. I forgot what it's called. I usually like to do mostly root stimulant feed.
Yep.
Okay, and that's what I've been using for most all of my plants. I stay away from nitrogen because I grow dahlias, and the story is of what I understand, and I've experienced it. If you give them too much nitrogen, the bulbs don't survive the winter.
Yep.
They shrink up. So I stick mostly to the other two, P and K, and I hold off on the nitrogen. So that's what I feed them, mostly root stimulant.
Okay. So I think part of one of the reasons why the strawberries are having an issue are the way the temperatures have happened, the way the weather has done things. Now, they say in May and June, if the weather is cool or rainy, it can slow down the way that they completely develop and fertile, become, not like sour, but they're a better taste to them.
Okay.
And it also, when it heats up and goes real hot, because we've had all those conditions, so it's almost like a perfect storm of conditions for our, strawberries to not have that great, that sweet taste to it. So that really could be part of it.
Okay.
So I would say, that's probably going to be it. Are some of these newer plants, are they a couple years old? Or
no, they just all happen to be, well, let's put it this way. They're new for us this year, okay? So I don't know what their history is before. Gotcha. They were purchased commercially, so I have no idea where they've been before.
Okay. Well, so I think that could be part of it. They're younger with the way that the temperatures have happened. Sometimes a second-year crop might be a little bit stronger. But I think weather conditions are a huge factor for these strawberries and the way things are going. You know, obviously you know all these things, but slightly acidic soils help, fertile soils, you know, mixing in compost when it's in there. I think all those things you already do, you know a lot about these as it is. But I think it's weather related. Okay. I think that has a lot to do with it because we've had all the key things with weather to make, you know, our fruit not taste good.
Okay.
I got to hit a break, but I want you to hang tight with me, Bob, because I have answers for those other ones as well.
Okay,
so hang
fine.
Tight
Very
for
good.
A minute here.
Sure.
For everyone else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferrand Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, for the break, we're talking with Bob in regards to a few things. And one of the questions we had was about tomatoes. My father used to talk about pruning back tomatoes or topping them off in August, right? Well, here's the thought process behind it, right? Later on in August, when you're starting to see the flowers coming continuously at the end of August, you kind of look at it and say, all right, are these flowers going to develop the fruit that is going to be able to be harvested by the end of the season? And so you kind of say, yes, no, what is it, right? So once you get a little bit later in August, closer to September, you almost kind of look at it and those flowers, unless they're like the small, like cherry tomatoes, a lot of people will prune them back and pinch them. Because what it does is it takes the effort that the plant is trying to do, and it puts it back into the other fruit of the plant. Right? What it'll do is it'll push the energy back into the fruit that's already there and make those maybe a little bit thicker, stronger, bigger. as well. Now, another thing you should be doing, and you can do this at any time, would be getting rid of any sucker growth that comes from your tomatoes. The sucker growth on tomatoes is a little bit different than if you were looking like a tree and shrub. It's those branches that come out from where you already have leaves coming out the side or branches coming out the side, and it's that branch that goes right in between the maiden stem and the branch that is coming straight out to the side. You see those? Those are considered sucker growth, right? Get rid of those suckers. That's one of the things of that's pruning at this time of the year that's going to help maximize the efficiency for the plant. So, you know, when I talk about a lot of times with the weather and saying, all right, you got to thin out your tomatoes so that they don't have the disease, this is part of it. This is not just about the disease. It's also giving the rest of the plant room to grow, getting it off of the ground, allowing it to really develop a little bit more. So I do believe that it is the right way to do things by helping the plant to push the new growth. But as the season goes on, towards the end of the season, if you're seeing flowers start to develop, I always would say let's pick those off because of the fact that we wanted to focus on the plants themselves at this point. Okay, so Bob, you had another question. I just can't remember it off the top of my head.
What the other question is, my raspberry and blueberry plants have shoots on them that are 2 to 3 feet long.
Yep.
Do I maintain them or do I just clip them, or what's your suggestion?
Well, so I'd be looking at it the same way as the tomatoes here, right? Some of these might be sucker growth. Take a look at them. See where they're coming out of the plant itself. If they're coming out in between branches, sucker growth, get rid of them.
Okay.
What's happening is that sucker growth takes extra moisture away from the plant. It takes the fertilizer away from the plant. It takes everything away from it and doesn't allow the rest of it to go. If it's like an anomaly and this one spot is just growing really heavy, it usually means it's a sucker growth. So I would thin it out a bit, and try to work with it that way.
Okay, fine. All right. I'll start doing that. Because I know right now they're pretty big, and I don't see any fruit coming on them. So, I mean, I'm just going to just clip them anyway, as you recommend doing. Sure.
Yeah, I definitely would. I think it's going to be very beneficial for you in the long run, not just this year, for next year as well.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Patrick. You stay well, and have a great weekend.
You as well. It was good to hear from you this week, so hopefully we'll talk soon. Have a good one.
You take care. Right? Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with